I'd like to describe a case, a kind of a fun case of a future life progression that I put in the new book, The Past Life.
All right,
life,
sure, go ahead.
This is a man, his name is Mark, I call him. He's a CPA. He's very lonely, depressed. I want to show you how you can actually benefit from these.
Why, things. Because he's a CPA? Or
just in general, okay. Now, he has a future life. I took him to a future life. His name is Elam. It's 2837 in Greenland, what we call Greenland today. He's born in an underwater city, and he's a test tube baby, okay? Now, in this society, what happens is that they use these test tube babies to develop a special skill. It's like genetic engineering, if you will. But what, as he grows up, as he's a child and adolescent, he realizes he's just an average Joe, and he doesn't do anything. So they kind of wasted their Pyrex test tube with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sent above ground. He becomes a co-pilot on a transport service, taking people to the moon for recreation, if you will. Now, Zia is his girlfriend, and she hates his job because he does a lot of partying up there. It's sort of like a fraternity thing. You know, you go to the moon and you have nothing to do for
him. And he's got to socialize with people, right?
And, of course, he's hanging out with him. So she breaks up with him, and he has a nervous breakdown. Now he realizes that he is an inventor. That's his natural skills, and that's what he was trained, or that's what he was test-tube babyish, if you will, to do. So he starts playing around with his inventing, but he doesn't know what to do. He has a nervous breakdown, so he goes to an organization that helps people with therapy. It's called TASK, T-A-S-K. It stands for Terrestrial Alliance for the Scientific Knowledge. The therapy does cure him by use of something called color programming and music therapy, and then he works for them. He gets a job for them as an inventor. Now Zia agrees to marry him, and they get involved, and everything is fine. And Elam goes on to invent two major inventions. One is a tele-immersion unit, which allows you to share the visual experience of another regardless of the distance. This is like the eyes of Laura Mars here.
Well, that would be an incredible tool.
You think the military would be interested in that, too?
I think a lot of people would be.
Okay. The second device he developed, which gave him a lot of fame and fortune here, was a cyborg connector. This is a computer chip that's implanted in your head so that data can be downloaded or uploaded to the brain via a small handheld computer. Now, as a result of all this, you say, well, this is all fine. What happens? As a result of this, Mark, of course, thought, hey, this is pretty cool. And we did some superconscious mind taps, which, of course, is the main therapy. He later overcomes his depression, begins dating, and about a year and a half later, he gets engaged, and he's now married and the father of two kids, and life is pretty good for him.
Now, do you think he married the woman who had the soul of the woman that he married in the future?
Actually, he didn't. He actually did a little Akashic record scan. He got my Akashic record tape, which of course I give to my patients who I do this with, and he was able to trace his current wife and to see whether he had a future life with her. She was not Zia, but she was involved with him in another past life in a really kind of innocuous way.
Mm-hmm.
It was a relationship that wasn't as significant as his current life was.
Right.
So she wasn't Zia. So it doesn't always occur that way.
Now, those details, the details of, working on a transporter, going back and forth to the moon and things like that, did that come from him or from you?
No, him. I'm sort of like an attorney in court. I ask the questions, the patient gives me the answers. I don't psychically go there and read people. I mean, I don't do that for lots of reasons. Number one, it's very difficult to do that if you wanted to, unless you're really super psychically gifted, and I'm not. But secondly, if I do that, I defeat my purpose of psychic empowerment by making people codependent on me.
So he brings up the names, the mm-hmm. events, and all that, and you just record it.
Right. I ask him the questions,
okay.
And then see, his answers to my questions determine what my next question is. So I never leave the patient. I simply ask open-ended questions and then feed off of those to get more details about what's going on, you see.
What is the correlation, Bruce, between past life regressions, time traveling, teleportation, all of which is being done through the mind? Is it all tied together?
Yeah, well, it relates to the fifth dimension, obviously. We have a fifth dimension out there, which is a space-time continuum of cosmic radiation. And in the space-time continuum, all time is simultaneous. Therefore, we can access it by using the Akashic Records is your main hard drive. Think of it this way. And you're using access the Akashic Record technique, or my past life regression tapes, or this and that, are simply a way of accessing the causal plane, which is a dimension where all these records are stored. And so what we're doing is you're being like an intermediary. You're using a software program to access the hard drive, which is called the causal plane, which is the dimension where these fifth-dimensional computer chips that we call the Akashic Records are stored.